I'm Amy Kenny. I'm just reflecting on forging ahead my steel series for thespec.com. I would love to claim that I came up with this idea, but it was assigned to me. It was assigned to me about 2 months ago, and it was kind of presented as like, no pressure, you don't have to do this. But if you want to, and I just about fell off my chair because it's totally up my alley. It's an awesome story. I think there are tons of great stories in all these cities, but I also got to spend 10 days road tripping through them. So that was a bit of a bonus. Starting, I guess this is mostly the podcasts are kind of going to be little stories and anecdotes and facts about each of the cities that are interesting but didn't necessarily make it into the print package or in the online sidebars. So Buffalo, and a lot of it's about food because, you know, that's my other gig here is restaurant reviews. So how can you not get excited about the restaurants and the breweries and the distilleries and all these places, because there are tons of them. That's one thing that was consistent throughout. A lot of them had new breweries and new distilleries and new wineries and new restaurants popping up at a pretty ridiculous rate. Like Newell Nussbaumer, who drove us around Buffalo the first day, I thought he was going to crash his van a couple times because he was pointing with both hands on every block we drove down. There's a new place, and that's a new place, and here's a new place, and there's a new place. And he said there's basically a new restaurant opening every day there right now. Lots of breweries, a couple gin distilleries, I think, and a lot of them in old warehouses, old industrial buildings, also a lot of condos and apartments and sort of A-grade office space in these old buildings that years ago people said nobody is ever going to locate there, like you won't be able to pay people to go there, and now they're filling up faster than they can renovate them. One of my favorite neighborhoods in Buffalo, and where I kind of developed this little fantasy where I was going to get in on the ground floor and buy a house in First Ward in Buffalo, which is down by the water near Silo City. Newell shattered my dreams because he said there's talk that there's going to be a new Bills stadium built down there. So everybody who lives in First Ward right now is hanging on to their property until they find out whether or not that's happening, because they'll be able to sell for exponentially more if there's a stadium in that area. So my dreams are dashed. I guess I'll stay in Hamilton. I do love it here. But if you go to Buffalo, check out First Ward. It's really neat. There's a lot of cool little bars down there, and maybe by the time you go, the distillery in that area will be open too.